neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
And now a star is born. On April 17th, 1959, the world welcomed little baby Sean Bean. The scene in the delivery room foreshadowed the most famous scene of this future actor's portrayal of Ned Stark on Game of Thrones.
Joffrey, would you like to chop off the umbilical cord?
Sean Bean, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stay up and drive on you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Schools in the Denver area are closed as police and the FBI look for an 18-year-old Florida woman believed to be a threat.
She has expressed an infatuation with Columbine and the events, the shooting there that happened tragically 20 years ago.
Dean Phillips with the FBI says Sol Pais traveled to Colorado Monday and bought a shotgun and ammunition. It's President Trump's second veto of a congressional resolution to end U.S. military assistance to Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. He calls it an unnecessary, dangerous attempt to weaken his constitutional authorities.
Democrats like Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are accusing the president of turning a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's actions that, quote, fly in the face of American values, like the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president's relationship with Saudi Arabia has been a point of contention with Congress, but they lack the votes to override the veto.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. This is Fox News.
You've tuned in to the Holy Grail of Morning Shows, starring Greg Budell.
I am an enchanter. There are some who call me Tim.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Jay Scott.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Emily Hayes.
Spank me. And spank me.
And me.
And me.
Yes.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I feel happy.
Thanks very much.
So grab those coconut shells and let's gallop forward to Camelot. It's three men and a lady.
I have to push the pram along.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
So, do I look enchanting today?
You sure is ugly.
That's right. Let me sprinkle a little pixie dust into the studio and see if that helps. All right. Did it make me look better?
No.
Okay. Three men and a lady. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Well, we've been batting 1,000 on this week's weather so far. Beautiful on Monday, just sensational yesterday. I think we're going to see a good bit of sunshine today with another very warm day. We had 80 yesterday. I think we'll be around 85 today. And tonight's low down to about 62. Very warm with partly sunny skies. I think there'll be a lot of sunshine filtering through those high, thin cirrus clouds. Then much of tomorrow is dry and warm with a high in the low 80s, but the risk of thunderstorms beginning later on Thursday afternoon, and then certainly increasing as we get into Thursday evening, Thursday night, especially in the overnight hours. As we are looking at some strong thunderstorms possibly becoming severe, and then the line of storms itself with damaging wind gusts possible and the risk of tornadoes. I know we've dealt with that a lot, but here we go again. Then on Friday, behind that front, breezy, much cooler. I think there'll be some leftover showers at times on Friday. The highs will be in the low 60s, but with the winds, you'll swear it's a lot colder than that. On Sunday, let's make it Saturday. It'll be a cool day with sunshine, morning low 45. So jacket weather again. Afternoon high only in the upper 60s on Sunday, but blue skies and sunshine, and then Easter Sunday, just perfect. Sunshine, 80. Right now, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 54 at 7:06. And I want to talk to you about a special place, Dillon Rings. I went and visited Josh and Leslie a few days ago at Dillon Rings because I wanted to see for myself. I've been hearing about Josh's creations. Actually, before I went, I saw them on Facebook. And you can look at them on Facebook, too. But to go there in person and to see what Josh created, I mean, he's an artist. Then I got to find out how it works. People tell Josh stories about their loved ones, and then Josh kind of creates based on their stories and takes it to the next level with amazing designs that you just have to see. Check him out on Facebook and also at dylanrings.com, or go by and see him in person and tell Josh your story about your loved one. Sure, he's a jeweler, but he's really a storyteller too. They also repair all types of jewelry too. Dedicated to excellent customer service. You can read their testimonials on the website, too. We have, of course, you know, Easter coming up, Mother's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, or some I messed up moments where you want to tell your loved ones, look, I'm sorry, and this is what you mean to me. Located just off the Atlanta Highway, not far from Walgreens on Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday, Monday, but open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 3. So experience the difference at Dylan Rings.
Here's breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I did not know this, but champagne corks kill more people in the United States every year than sharks.
You'll put your eye out.
I mean, this can be a dangerous situation at a bottomless brunch when someone who shouldn't be in charge of opening the champagne is opening the champagne.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that you can say kill more people than sharks.
Yeah.
But champagne's important.
Shark deaths aren't... Vending machines probably kill more people than sharks.
But do they kill
They
more
do.
People
10 a year, I believe, is the average.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I just threw that out there.
In fact, that's one of the great random facts that goes back quite a ways, that there are about 10 deaths a year, usually from idiots who get into a wrestling match with a vending machine trying to shake loose their Doritos, and you rock it back and forth, and then it falls forward.
Only you can prevent vending machines.
Yeah.
Smokey.
Great threat to our thing.
I just picked that at random, but I mean, when you do comparisons like that, depending on what you pick, anything can sound dangerous when you compare it to things that just don't often kill people.
But, you know, I mean...
if somebody wants to bring a bottle of champagne, demonstrate how to open it properally, I would.
The one way I've wanted to open a champagne bottle is the sword thing.
Real men just break the end of it off on a hard surface.
You take a saber.
And you drink it from the...
what is that, the Game of Thrones method?
Broken neck.
No, there's a way you can do it. There is a way. I've never tried it. Actually do have a saber, but I've never actually tried to open a champagne bottle with it.
Well, a lightsaber, Jay. Come on, we got to tell everybody. We know what kind of saber
even
it is.
Star Wars joke.
That'd be even better. That'd be even cooler if I could do it that way, too.
Funny he is.
Later this hour, by the way, Barney the Dinosaur, you know, we know we have a lot of parents and kids that listen this hour, has a special Easter message.
Oh.
For the chillins. That's coming up later in the hour. Right now, what we're going to do...
Is stuff.
Yeah. Like traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch is rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and we're having an amazingly smooth morning this morning. There are no problems on the interstates at all. We don't see any trouble on 65 or I-85 at this hour. The boulevard has no delays other than at the traffic lights, and we don't see any problems coming into town on the 31s. School zones are about to kick in, so watch out around your school zones. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The Vance Law Firm has been voted the best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representations made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven somewhere out there on the roads this morning. If not already, somebody will be waiting for a police officer to arrive to get a report started. And they'll be looking at their beautiful car, mangled to some extent or dented up. And then after the police leave, if the car is drivable, they can maybe have a somewhat normal day, like getting to work and so forth. If it's not, then there's renting a car, calling bosses, making sure you got everything you need covered and all that hassle. And then ultimately, who is going to put that vehicle back together for you? And we're hoping that you'll choose the best, Montgomery Paint and Body. You should get the best to take care of your car. That's what Donnie Turner's been doing for 30 years with us. And I say this as a complete and total compliment, chip off the old block, Brandon. Because Donnie literally changed that business in this town by refusing to shortcut customers or insurance companies by not doing repairs, because who's going to see? Who's going to know? Donnie Turner would know. And Donnie Turner chose not to live with that kind of, disease, if you will. He wanted to be complete and thorough and return a car to a customer that was completely fixed and one that would look as good as new, maybe better. Yes, competitors, everybody has high-tech tools, and boy, they have talented people at MPB. But above and beyond everything else, they have a conscience. So the customer is going to get their money's worth. And then they strive for the moment the customer finally gets their car back after being without it for days, whatever level of inconvenience was caused by the wreck, depending on the extent of the repair, to see their face, their jaw drop wide, like, wow, my car has not looked that good since the day I bought it. It maybe even looks better. So good as new, maybe better. Not just a cute little saying we say on the radio. That is the goal they seek to achieve with every customer at Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number, easy to remember, 27-WRECK. And that wreck is spelled with a W for MPB Montgomery Paint and Body. At 7:14, local news. Then we got Jay with random facts following an extremely convoluted and silly introduction.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old Tierra Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a wreck Saturday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers tell us the child was not strapped into a car seat. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. And 13 students and a bus driver were all taken to the hospital after a school bus crash in Dallas County. The crash happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33. The students and bus driver were later released from the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, a gentle reminder that Easter is...
Sunday!
When Peter Cottontail
and his big foot
comes hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity!
Car crushing!
Top fuel!
Easter's on its way!
And it's all on Sunday!
Featuring jacked up jelly beans,
supercharged chocolate bunnies,
and a 3-story fire-breathing monster marshmallow pea.
But before you can devour them
like a monster truck,
you've got to go to
church.
Church on Sunday.
Your ticket
buys the whole pew.
But you'll only need the edge of it.
Kids under 12 get a free Easter basket.
On Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Be there.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by LeCroyer for details. ACbyLeCroyer.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
April 17th is National Cheese Ball Day. Contrary to popular belief, it's not a day to celebrate the kind of humor heard on this show. Enjoy your cheese balls.
And now, here's a cracker with your cheese ball day.
Random.
A cracker.
See, it's the best I could do.
No, I liked it.
Yeah, and you're allowed to do that. You're buddies.
Yeah. Did you know? Many, well, cat facts for you.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Cat facts.
Cat fact. Yay! I thought you had forgotten how to do those.
No,
they just... probably morbid, knowing you.
How many not
pelts
really,
can
no.
you make from a...
How many pelts?
Oh, no. I don't know, Davy Crockett. How many?
you can make a hat, a brooch, a pterodax.
Many European and American sphinx... cats. Mm-hmm. These are the
Egyptian.
They're the hairless ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
They are descended from two Minnesotan barn cats.
Oh, mm-hmm. An old-fashioned barn cat.
Named Dermis and Epidermis.
Shut up.
Who had a natural hairless mutation.
And now there's millions of these?
That is correct.
Wow.
Interesting. So they got them down to two barn cats, right?
Yeah, it was selective breeding is how they came about, and it was.
Were these cats in a farm in Twice a Day Millbrook?
No, they were in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I was just wondering about the
dermis and epidermis. Yeah, I know where you're going.
I need a block that I can put up when I know Emily's looking at me with a puss. That makes me shrink. I'm slinking.
Did you know, fearing invasion during the Cold War, Albania's leader, something-something name, forced his country to build 750,000 bunkers?
Can that be the pop quiz question, the name of the Albanian leader?
Something-something name. Today, many of those bunkers...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, many of those bunkers have been converted into a variety of uses, like turning them into pizzerias.
Oh, yay, pizza.
Espresso bars.
Oh, yay, coffee.
And makeshift bars.
Oh, yay, booze. Those are all good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know Leonardo DiCaprio is older than his girlfriend's mother?
Ew.
Yeah.
This is what you call
he's older than his girlfriend's mother, so he's like 40-something.
I'd have to look this up to figure out what his...
He likes him young, but he's worked his way up to 24 now, which is a real, I mean, progress.
Maybe my former son-in-law will work his way up that.
Boy, if this would hurry up and open, I could tell you some things here. Oh, well, his current girlfriend is 21 years old.
Oh. At one time, he did have a 24-year-old.
This is a year ago. Well, this comes from July the 30th. July the 30th of 2018.
I think he is up to a 24-year-old.
So he may have.
Yeah.
He's 43 years old, and his girlfriend's mother is 42. So it's not like it's a massive jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's
okay.
It's still weird, but...
A little strange.
A little Roy about it.
Yeesh.
Oh, wow. The mother is dating Al Pacino.
You're kidding me.
Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend's mother is dating Al Pacino.
Well, he's like 80 years old now.
Well, and she's only 42.
So this
lucky age.
So it's all working out. It's like it runs in the family of this girlfriend and her mom, apparently, to date older men.
And sometimes much older men.
Did you know that the desk in the Oval Office, and I imagine that both Rich and Greg do know this, the desk in the Oval Office...
It was on aerial oval offices.
The name of the desk.
The Oval Office desk.
In the Oval Office is called...
Epidurus. Epidurus.
No.
The executive.
It's called the Resolute. The Resolute desk. It is named after the ship that it was built out of in 1880.
Oh, that's cool. Now, yeah, that is. Jay, that's a neat. That's a good fact, Jay.
The HMS Resolute was found empty and adrift in pack ice and salvaged by the U.S. and gifted back to the U.K., which helped narrowly avoid a war. FDR would then add the front of the desk to hide his polio that he had.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why it has a front.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be open, and, you know, you could see under it, but then...
And now it's a facade.
Yep. And did you know, only 5 nations have the capability to launch a missile to any place on Earth?
Intercontinental, I got you.
And they happen to be the exact same 5 countries that are designated as permanent members of the United Nations Security Council.
Right.
That is Britain, China, France, Russia... in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Jackie Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's mother, is dating out? No, is
not Leonardo DiCaprio. I can.
Yeah, Jackie Stallone is a. She's an astrologer, and more than that, she
is. Cleo.
Yeah, she's an experienced, and this word apparently exists, rumpologist.
Rumpologist. That's where they can tell. These are butt readers, right?
Yeah. It's a pseudoscience which consists of reading the past and future on somebody's.
Now, if I'm going to become bilingual, that's the language I want to learn.
That doesn't count.
So I say to her, you mean I have to pay for this?
I don't know how I feel.
Oh, goodness. A rumpologist.
Rumpologist. Oh,
what is this line?
Well, that's just the crack, sir. Did you know that the rapper 50 Cent once bought 200 front row seats to a Ja Rule? Let me finish.
Because this is so good.
This is how much money this man has.
Yeah.
This is how rich this guy is. He once bought 200 front row seats to a Ja Rule concert just to leave them empty.
That's pretty funny.
Well, he was the ultimate middle finger.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy out your concert so no one can go.
And
you have to play to an empty room.
That's hilarious.
I learned about Ja Rule when I had to pick up Janelle from school when she was in like middle school.
Yeah.
And I learned to imitate him because he sounds like he's having a difficult BM on the toilet when he sings. It's sort of like that.
Who, 50 Cent or the?
Ja Rule.
Oh.
So we used to have a lot of fun with that.
That is hilarious.
First comment says, jokes on 50 Cent. Those seats would have been empty regardless.
Yeah, that's
true. That's good.
Oh, man. Yeah, him and Floyd Mayweather got into it on Instagram back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, God, it was some really good burns. And some really personal shots, too. Oof. It got serious. Did you know of Stendhal syndrome?
No.
Stendhal syndrome, or also known as Florence syndrome, is a psychosomatic condition involving rapid heartbeat, dizziness, fainting, confusion, and even hallucinations.
I have that every day.
These are allegedly occurring when individuals become exposed to objects or phenomena of great beauty.
Really?
I not have that every day sitting across from Emily.
Ah, that's nice, huh?
Points?
What's she doing?
Points!
Let's see.
I'm taken aback.
How's our points this week looking so far?
If you want me to bring cool points back, I can bring cool points back.
You should. Well.
No, that was the coffee.
I mean,
take a big gulp one time.
The girls at the office can do better on their hot plates.
I love that. I'm going to play that.
Oh, jeez.
Did you know that garter snakes will retain poisons that they eat in their liver, making themselves temporarily poisonous to their predators?
Oh.
In other words, they keep the poison in their liver, so if somebody eats them, they then get poisoned.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
They're also technically venomous, but have long lost the ability to practically use the venom they produce.
Oh.
That's why nobody's ever, they've always, it's a garter snake. Yeah, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Well, apparently there's poison in them, but they don't.
There's this creepy girl in the neighborhood when I was growing up in Birmingham named Heather, and she had one, and she'd walk around with it, and she would just try to be creepy for creepiness sake. You know, did you ever know that kid that would just be weird just to be weird?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Heather would do. Mm. Heather was weird.
What
was that movie with the Heathers?
The Heathers. It was called Heathers.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Slater?
Christian Slater.
And he did some pretty good stuff.
Shannon Doherty.
He did. Yeah.
And Winona Ryder. It was Heathers.
I don't remember the. It's just.
It's black. It's
very dark comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. Dark comedy. Yeah.
That I recall.
God rest my dead gay son.
Yeah. I love my dead gay son.
Yeah.
I must have gone for a refreshment when that line came out. I don't recall that, but.
She was just odd.
Back to the garter snake thing. Apparently, they can deliver venom to their prey. They just can't do it to humans. Their teeth, their fangs, are too short, and they don't get deep enough into the skin of humans. And so, you know, you might get a slight rash, but that's about it.
This is
great.
We
have the same bus stop.
As garter snakes?
And so she saw the snake and picked it up and brought it up to the bus stop. Okay.
I know what segment you should have on this show. Emily's Memories. They're kind of like Jack Handy's Deep Thoughts. But
we could call them Emery's.
Emery's.
And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll do Coleman. And Tuesday and Thursday, we'll do Mobile.
Emily's. So there was this girl, Heather.
She was just odd.
Today's segment of Emily's Memories.
No, these things just happen. I can't play.
And the question is, what did she bring to the bus stop? 272-9228.
Now, there's so many people going to call, but we might use that, but hang on. I got two more. Did you know that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers maintain fallout shelters in department stores across the country? There's one at Black's Department Store in Waterloo, Iowa. Yeah. Back in 1968.
We remember these because you remember the yellow signs at various public buildings, and they all had fallout shelters?
Yes, yeah. Some of those are still around. But more so, I remember in Anderson, Indiana, when I was there, which was a really quaint old town, the buildings all predated 1900, so the ones that were used for, and they had deep basements.
Uh-huh.
I know because I fell down a flight of stairs in one of those buildings.
Of course you did.
Backwards. Boy, that was scary.
Jeez.
You can't just do anything regular. Jeez.
They had and it was illegal to take them down. If it was still wearing a fallout shelter sign, they could not take it down.
And you and I are old enough to remember on the AM radio dial, there were two logos for Conelrad.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 640 and 1240 kilohertz.
That's right.
Kilohertz. Kilocycles.
Now, this is inside Black's department store. It's just, it's just the clothing. This is a U.S. Army photo.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see right up there at the top is the yellow sign saying, you know.
I can't because there's a glare.
I'm sorry. They're yellow.
There may be one on this counter here because this thing is so old.
It could probably.
Underneath here, shelter. I would trust it.
Yeah. This thing has withstood the test of time. And finally, did you know? Okay, the term okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It became the standard on confirmation buttons because do it was mistaken as dolt. So the word D-O-I-T, some people would mistake it as dolt.
Dolt.
Yeah, so they put okay.
Interesting.
So there's the...
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
those were some good ones today.
Yeah, that was some good random
Heather
facts.
Would approved.
And the mean girl with the garter snake.
That was Heather.
That was Heather.
Oh, you actually had a Heather? I thought it was just some random girl. No, I didn't realize you had a Heather.
Yeah. Are you a Heather?
All right, so we will be back with today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question after this message.
I see some good ones.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Bite me.
Well, see you later.
Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye.
Oh,
you know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax.
Lose my man.
Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk.
You say?
I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Serve it naked.
Hey, great coffee.
Hey, baby.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Yeah. Don't get carried away, honey.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
But I can.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
It's an Adele booking candle here. At 7:30.
Psychically.
I mean, if it works, it works. I don't think it's going to work, though. There's just so much here.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
All right, so I'm going back to the Leonardo DiCaprio. Am I in the range, or did I miss it completely?
No. I was in the Oval Office.
Oh, okay.
With the bookend, looking for Professor Mustard.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who is Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend's mother dating?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you know the answer to that, 272-9228 is the number.
A little help here. It's not a garter snake.
It's not Heather.
No, it's not.
But Heather likes to be weird, so maybe.
I got a $10 fill out gift certificate for you if you're the first caller with the correct answer. 272-9228.
And we'll throw in 50 cent.
Heather would sleep in her school clothes so she could sleep in later in the morning before having to get up and come to the bus stop.
You know a lot about Heather.
Heather overshared.
Well, you say you have something in common. It's 7:34.
I heard that.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and things are really busy out there this morning. Lots of traffic headed into the downtown area. Watch yourself on Madison Avenue and South Union if you're coming off of I-85. Speaking of the interstates, I-85 is rolling along just fine this morning, and we're starting to see our morning delay on I-65 southbound. It's going to slow down around the river bridges and the downtown exits, so just be prepared for that. The boulevard's pretty crowded, but everything is rolling pretty well. We don't see any problems, just slowdowns at the traffic lights. And if you're coming in from one of the 31s, everything looks great. Until you get to the boulevard, just watch out when you merge with the other traffic. The school zones are starting to fill up with traffic, so watch out there. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Keep an eye out for all the traffic, the buses, and the kids. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota. You'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Christy gets to answer our random facts pop quiz question. What you got?
Who is Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend's mother dating?
Al Pacino.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Or at least was last year anyway.
Yep.
And good job.
You can bet after this amount of time, Al Pacino and Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend's mothers are getting very well acquainted, Ted. That was a pee.
Is Leonardo's girlfriend's name Heather? Just kidding.
No, I was just going to ask you a Heather question, but you already, you were a step ahead of me, thanks.
I think it's like Veronica or something. I don't know, actually. Hang on. Let me look at that and see.
Is her name Veronica? Her mom's name Betty?
Hey. That was the age-old war, right?
Good,
Rich?
Clean, wholesome fun here on the morning show.
Rich, Betty or Veronica?
I'm sorry?
Betty or Veronica?
Veronica.
Yeah.
Camilla is her name. Is the girlfriend name. Let's see if we can find the mother's name. What is that? Lucilia?
Yeah, Lucilia.
Lucilia?
Probably.
Yeah, it's L-U-C-I-L-A.
That sounds like somebody you get diagnosed with.
You picked a fine time to leave me.
Lucilia.
Yeah.
Lucilia Sola.
Fine time to infect me, Lucilia. Speaking of which, Adam's Drugs is the place to... What?
No, I didn't say anything.
When you get prescribed something to cure Lucilia or any other...
Geez.
So you won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate for winning today's
pop quiz
question.
Thanks for allowing us to be silly this morning.
Yeah, we were born that way. Christy?
Wow, they've been dating since 2009.
Whoa.
Keith?
Hey. I still cannot get over the butt reader thing.
A rumpologist.
Yeah, rumpologist.
Is it still time for me to learn a craft like that? Make a little extra.
I mean, I don't know how you read a butt.
I don't know, but today's Wednesday, and it was Taco Tuesday yesterday.
So be careful, all you rumpologists.
Yeah.
Oh!
Thanks, Keith. We appreciate the call. 7:37 already.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
We enjoyed a great Monday with a high of 73 and a beautiful day yesterday with a high of 80. I think we're in the middle 80s today. Good bit of sunshine filtering through those high, thin cirrus clouds. So a nice day. Increasing clouds tonight, milder overnight of 62. As you've been hearing, as you are well aware, we have a storm system on the way that we are carefully monitoring. I think much of tomorrow is warm and dry with a high in the lower 80s. Risk of thunderstorms, especially by later on tomorrow afternoon, and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms as we get into Thursday evening and Thursday night, even through the overnight hours. As we monitor a line of storms, check out my morning video this morning because you'll get to see not only the increased threat that the Storm Prediction Center came up with for us, but also the future radar snapshots, which will give you an idea on timing as well. The threat of damaging wind gusts and maybe some tornadoes as this system moves through the area again. And then breezy, much cooler Friday. There could be a leftover shower from here and there during the daytime hours, even during Friday evening. Highs only in the low 60s, but the winds will make it seem a lot cooler. It'll feel like a fall day Friday. Then on Saturday, a little chilly, 45 in the morning. Afternoon high only in the upper 60s, but the sun will be out. The start of a great Easter weekend. I think it's going to be nearly perfect Easter Sunday with a high around 80. Right now, 54 degrees, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies, 7:39.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Can we go back to Christy for just a second?
Christy?
Hey, Christy.
Uh-oh.
No, you're totally fine. You're totally fine. So I'm taking all her information, and Christy tells me that she just started listening to the show yesterday.
Wow.
Welcome.
She just got it. She's from Verbena, but she just started working in Montgomery.
Oh.
There was a great band called Verbena.
Anyway, we're...
So
hear that from your friend Heather?
I just was, because it just came out of nowhere.
They played every dive bar in Coleman.
So this is her first... this was her first time calling.
Wow.
Her first time winning.
Oh.
Wow.
That we're thrilled for you.
And she sounds very young.
And she just started listening yesterday.
Thank you. I'm not very young, but I really appreciate that comment.
Well,
how did you find us? Were you just flipping through and...
Yeah, because I don't find a lot of stations that I like, so I don't usually listen to anything.
Well, welcome aboard. You're stuck with us now.
Yeah.
We're glad you're there. We're glad you're out.
And you should listen to the band Verbena. They're good.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too. See, because that's... Once you start with this show...
Do it again! I like it!
Even if you're not from Millbrook. East of the Rockies.
Yeah, welcome, Christy. Hey, look, my teenager comes in after visiting our friends over at the Eastbrook Flea Market, and he tells me, he looks around, he says, they have a bomb shelter there.
Right.
Have you noticed the signs? The fallout shelter at Eastbrook?
I have not noticed a sign, but they used to be so common in my growing up. I mean, it was just...
Oh, yeah.
You didn't
yeah.
even think anything of it.
That's the knowing when that was built, I'm not surprised to... Yeah.
All we got to do is get under our desk and keep our heads down.
Well, they have a basement there. That's one reason why.
Yeah.
Duck.
Yes, they do.
Right.
East, thanks so much for the call.
Thanks.
I'm so glad that Rich has put together a nice forecast for Saturday because we have a great event taking place Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Montgomery Eye. It's their spring screening event. Now, yes, the purpose is to introduce people to LASIK and, in fact, encourage people to get screened to see if LASIK is a vision solution option. But here's the thing. And by the way, if you do go through the screening process, they have a nice goodie bag for you. You don't have to make a decision right then and there. There's no purchase necessary. This is just an event, a chance to meet the doctors, the staff of this legacy practice that goes back 75 years. That's just amazing. And, of course, they can handle all your family vision care needs. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, they will be refreshing you on Saturday. A wonderful outdoor event, plenty to do for the kids, and some great door prizes as well that you can register for, no purchase necessary, and win. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon at Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. If you'd like more information, call 272-2020 or visit them at getlasik.me. Now, coming up, we have a chance to play the game...
Truth! Or baloney.
And the topic, since it's been in the news and we've learned a lot about the history, buildings that may be as old or maybe not as old as Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's going to be the topic on Truth or Baloney coming up right at the end of this break. We have Barney the Dinosaur's Easter message. So, a lot going on at 7:43.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old Tierra Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a wreck Saturday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers tell us the child was not strapped into a car seat. And 13 students and a bus driver were taken to the hospital after a school bus crash in Dallas County. The crash happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33. The students and bus driver were later released from the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about my friend, Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic. As we enter into these warmer months where your outdoor activities will increase, things like swimming or maybe going tubing down the river, taking the canoe out, things of that nature, you may realize that time has caught up to you and you're not as agile as you once were. Or maybe an old injury from summers gone by has reared its ugly head and is causing you pain. Don't live in pain. Go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic. Very flexible scheduling available for you to get in before work or swing by after work, even your lunch break as well. You can fill out your new patient paperwork online. That saves you some time and even make your appointment too. All you have to do is visit MilbertChiropractor.com to do all that. If you have any questions, their friendly staff always available to take your call at 285-8483. That's Milbert Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Milbert.
Here is what's left of Fox Business. Our recording timer is still a little bit off.
I bet.
But we'll get it fixed. Don't worry.
Reuters says Apple is also working on its own technology. The sensors, light detection ranging devices, provide a three-dimensional look at the road. Apple and Qualcomm have settled their long, bitter patent infringement dispute. And following the settlement, Intel announced it will not make modem chips for 5G phones. There's speculation Apple and Qualcomm settled, knowing Apple would need to buy the 5G chips from Qualcomm because Intel decided not to make them. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Today's show is brought to you by Dollar Health Club. For just $1 a month, you can work out in my cousin's basement. Dollar Health Club.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product at Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Easter! Here comes Mr. Easter Bunny. Don't you think it's kind of funny? A giant rabbit laying colored eggs. Rotting all the children's teeth with jelly beans, marshmallow peeps. I think he works for the ADA. That's the American Dental Association. You really need to watch the candy on Easter, kids. You'll be losing all your teeth from all the sweets. So you'd better remember to brush your teeth. Better lay off all the chocolate or your smile will be rotted and you'll look like a meth addict on the street. So take it easy on the sweets this Easter, kids. You don't want to be gumming your Easter ham like Grandpa has to. Barney loves you.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
hangover. Not that kind of hangover. The hangover burger at Baumhauer's.
I have yet to try that. Sounds great.
Gotta do this. In fact, I may try it tonight since we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. If you want to get an early start on celebrating the weekend, grab the hangover burger at Baumhauer's.
Half a pound, right?
Yeah, it's Wednesday's burger of the day. When they say half a pound, that means half a pound. I don't know about the rest of you, but when I'm very suspicious when I see terms like quarter pound. It doesn't feel like
then it. Then it has a little exclamation. It says before cooking.
Before shrinkage, yes. Yeah.
Before shrinkage.
But you see, they do such a lean combination of meats in their burgers at Baumhauer's. They don't
shrink.
Thank you. And they are so full flavored. In fact, I always say, look, I like ketchup. I like mustard, mayo, whatever. Not Cranch.
Cranch?
No.
It's good. Have you tried it?
No.
You should try it.
Okay, Dad.
It's really good.
I promise I'll try it.
It's good.
Before you put condiments and stuff all over any burger at Baumhauer's, take one bite just so you can really get the flavor of the meat. And it's only $9.99, and we will be at Baumhauer's after happy hour tonight. You can redeem that word on Wednesday. We generally do it early in the show. Yeah. The number's 272-9228. Hangover's the word. Win today with your friends on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, it's 7:53. Should we try and get a True the Baloney contestant now?
No, I think we should wait.
Wait?
I think so.
Okay.
Might take a minute to get the contestant.
Yeah.
Then you've got to do the contest. But then, of course, you've got to take a break for news, for the top of the hour, news and everything else. So,
gave it a lot of thought.
Let's have an Emily memory.
Tell
All
us
right,
another.
Let's not have an Emily
Did
memory.
Did we tell you about the Christmas that?
Oh, wait, okay, let's
Christmas.
The Christmas that Brian and Elizabeth got. Bikes and I got an art easel.
What did Heather get that year?
She got a Mickey Mouse phone. Cause we all had to hear about it. But Brian and Elizabeth got bikes and I just got an art easel. I didn't ask for an art easel.
Was there just the three of you at the time?
Yes. Mom was pregnant with Aaron.
Okay. Cause I was curious what Aaron would have gotten.
Aaron got everything she wanted. Aaron got... There was that year that Grandpa Raymond got Aaron the Barbie Power Wheels convertible, and I was so jealous.
What'd you get?
The motorized one?
Yes.
What did you get that year?
What did I get that year? Oil pastels.
An easel on wheels.
What is up with the art stuff?
They were trying to... Because I liked Bob Ross, and they were an APT, and so they were trying to... Force me into the arts field, I suppose. I don't know. I never asked for an art easel.
And look where you ended up.
I know.
that sound was the look of her face. When she was talking about that memory.
I mean, I can't paint. I can't use oil pastels. I can't even draw a teapot.
Can't make happy little trees?
No, I can't. I took an art class when I was like 11 or 12, and they I was like 12 or 13, and they sent me down the hall to the theater department.
Heather,
so they said
drama.
They were like, that would be a better fit for you, we think, because I couldn't draw a flipping teapot.
Heather turned out very artistic.
I don't know what Heather's doing now.
Let's look her up. She's bound to be on Facebook.
While you're doing that, let me... I have something called Bob Ross Code here. I don't know what it means.
Oh.
He taught millions how to paint on public television, but no one knew the earth-shattering secrets in the Bob Ross Code.
Now let's paint some trees. Some happy little trees there. Let's put Jesus next to the tree. And if you want to paint a little wife for Jesus, go ahead. It's up to you. It's your painting.
The landscapes Bob Ross painted will shake the landscape of Western civilization.
Why not paint a man hiding behind the tree? You could make him an albino. An albino member of Opus Dei. Isn't that fun?
Edgar Winter.
The joy of his painting is the global conspiracy hidden within the Bob Ross Code.
And here's our stream. Just a little lazy stream flowing along. You could add the Holy Grail, the drinking cup of Jesus. There.
The Bob Ross Code. Controversy has never been this mellow.
Now let's hide the Grail in the castle of the Knights Templar. Need to mix up some gray. Now, gray's not a sad color. It's a happy color for a happy little castle. Standing strong on the mountaintops.
The guy who was, you know, at the, in the Bob Ross episodes at the bottom, and tell you what paints he was using. And
Phthalo blue.
I dated a guy that was in a band called Titanium White. Because that was the white that he would always use.
I thought it was Verbena.
It's very true. I'm not just
Verbena is a good band.
Yeah, they play opening for Dietzville.
They don't.
Were they in South Sounds?
Verbena's not a band anymore. Oh. Duquette Johnson, who was in the band.
Duquette.
For a moment, I thought you said.
Scott Bondi goes by AA Bondi now, and is I mean, you know what? You know what? Fine.
Will he be at South Sounds this year?
South Sounds has already happened. Get with it, people.
It already happened. That was fast.
Yeah.
Second weekend of April.
We didn't hear a word about it all.
Because I chose to plan my wedding instead of planning South Sounds.
Well, we have certain priorities, right?
Well, yeah, like getting hitched.
Getting hitched. You know, if you are not happy with the service you're receiving at your big chain box store pharmacy, hitch up with Adams Drugs.
God.
Do they have one in Verbena?
No,
they don't, but they have 12 all over the river region.
I'm going to send you so much music today, Rich, that you're going to regret
making
fun of me.
If you can hear this show over the air, there is an Adams Drugs convenient to you. At the intersection is prompt and personal for all of them. And what I mean is, man, they can show up with a prescription, take a seat, they'll have it ready quickly. They make an effort to get to know their customers. I love going to mine. I'll be out there later today, as a matter of fact, on Vaughn Road East to Taylor. See Lamar and the gang. I wonder if Miranda's had her baby yet.
I wonder.
That's the big pending event at that particular location. They're just, the customer service is so top-notch no matter which one you choose. And they fight to get that copay down to a minimum. And it's all about building a long-lasting relationship. So if you're tired of becoming another face in a crowd of patients at one of these merged pharmacies, try Adams Drugs and enjoy the personal difference and the effort they make on your behalf. Again, AdamsDrugs.net for the location nursed you.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper